There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. They are branching out. They're widening their product line. They've gotten into the tactical nylon. They're integrating the very hard, dense Kydex in with the tactical nylon. It's sheer genius. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Here's everybody needs to pull out. All of you that want to be broadcasters one day, pull out a pen, piece of paper, write this down. When you schedule a guest, be prepared for the guest not to come on with you. That means have enough show prep on hand to soldier on in the event that you're stood up. As I am at this particular moment, we are going to try to get Mr. Caldera. If we don't get him today, we will circle back because, of course, Dudley's going nowhere. But, we haven't gotten John. So, anyway, moving on. In New York City today, Michael Bloomberg can take credit for 20% more homicide. 20% more homicide. When NYPD officer Brian Moore was shot on May the 2nd with a stolen gun, Breitbart News reported that the strict gun controls in New York were no hindrance to criminals. Those controls enacted in the January 2013 Knee-Jerk Safe Act include an assault weapons ban, a gun registration scheme, a high-capacity magazine ban, and expanded background checks, among other things. All of these things that happened, Colorado, New York, and everything. This was not, I call it knee-jerk. It wasn't knee-jerk. This was all quite well-planned. Quite well-planned. Everybody, they were just waiting on Sandy Hook to happen. Then Sandy Hook happened, and they said, oh, we got to do something right now. And they did. And in New York City, you got 20% more homicide for your trouble. SAFE Act was implemented by Andrew Cuomo, but Cuomo was essentially, a puppet in a lot of cases. And what they got out of that was the Every Town for Gun Safety Christmas wish list, especially the expanded background check, which the Bloomberg-funded Moms Demand Attention, or as I call them, the Manson family, led by Shannon Squeaky Watts. Mm-hmm. The Moms Demand Attention, Manson family, they got this in Washington State. Every Town campaign successfully pushed it in Oregon. As for Bloomberg himself, on the issues reported that he spent a portion of his second term as mayor suing gun dealers as a means to combat the action of criminals in New York City. Sort of like the protest outside of the gun dealer in Chicago over the weekend. When he was building on his first term, he broadened his scope and once again thought big and bold because he's a billionaire after all. He sued out-of-state gun dealers, accusing them of illegally selling handguns that were later used to commit crimes in New York City. He did battle against weak federal gun laws, as he characterized it, created a national coalition of mayors to fight illegal guns, primarily made of, it wasn't that the guns are not illegal, okay? Guns are not illegal. People are illegal. there are prohibited persons, and just to make sure they knew what they looked like, a lot of the illegal mayors were illegal, and used this all to raise awareness, although really effective gun control demands national legislation, which he didn't get. In August 2013, the New York Daily News reported that the desire for more gun control continued to characterize Bloomberg as he registered his disgust with senators who refused to pass gun control at the federal level and pledged to use his gun control groups to defeat said senators at the ballot box. We see how well that worked out, don't we, Mikey? So what is this nonstop push for gun control correlated with for the citizens of New York City, the place where he was the mayor? Currently, they're enjoying a spike in violent crime, according to ABC News 7, and a near 20% increase in homicide. You got de Blasio denouncing the cops. The cops don't want to go out on calls no more. There have been a few of them executed just for sitting in their car. They're demoralized. They're afraid. It's, you know, I would hate to be in New York City right now. I'm never going to go to New York City. That's just the, I'd love to go to New York City because I've gotten into photography and I like to take pictures of the architecture there and everything. It'd be great. And I figured out how to edit things like that and just make it look stupendous. Never going to go because in order for me to walk around semi-comfortable, I have to take a gun off. Which is hilarious for me to say because carrying a gun is one of the most uncomfortable things I know of. But I do it. I do it all the time. When I leave the house, when I go on the road or something, you would think that I'm going to, fight the zombies. But that's just because I carry enough stuff to where if something happens, I can take care of things. Best I can. Have a fighting chance. That's the thing. I'm just looking for a fighting chance. Despite all of this, despite everything that we see and everything, despite the fact that, you know, and I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like the moms have started to diminish. The Bradys are getting turned back on every turn. If they could just get slapped with some more legal fees, they might have to go out of business. Despite all of this and everything, the gun control groups led by Bloomberg continue to tell politicians around the country that expanding background checks would reduce crime. Had it for 2 years now in New York, Mike. Somehow or other, you know, I'm looking at what happened in New York City, with Bloomberg in place. Bloomberg never, how much of a mayor was he in New York City? He was too busy trying to push a national agenda. And that national agenda had to have taken away from him. And he ran around the city like he was a king. And if you tried to walk up on his honor, you might be pursued by some of the shaved head baby Hueys that he had surrounding him that he disappeared in the middle of. But how much actual mayor's work did he do in New York? Somebody in New York, tell me. Tell me. Because it seemed like he was, using New York City servers to run every town. And to run the mayors against illegal guns and to run the moms demand attention. He was using that. He was using city employees to actually do some of the stuff. But how much of the mayor's work was he actually doing? How much underground infrastructure did he get repaired? How many buildings got redone under his watch? How much of all this stuff happened? I mean, how many terms did he serve? 1, 2, 3? I don't know. It seems to me, from the outside looking in, that he pursued the national gun control agenda, and he pursued a lot of it with New York City resources that you guys paid for in order for your city to run. And what have you got out of that? Well, you got 20% increase in homicide. That means 20% more people of New York. There's a 20% increase of you folks dying. And I would hesitate. I don't know what the makeup is, whether some of you are criminals or some of you are not, but some of you just regular people that just want to live your lives, you have to be getting caught up and swept in that. And that's what you got? That's all you got? Goodness. Goodness gracious. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cubed. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com. Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code, the G-Code holster, I became aware of them 3 years ago. And I started carrying them 3 years ago. And I still have the original ones I started carrying 3 years ago. And I have gotten the same type of holster because they wrap them now. They wrap them in these covers with camouflage in some cases. But the original holster that I got 3 years ago, the hard Kydex, not mold, you know, you can't squeeze it, can't do anything to it, still runs. Still runs well. The open top, OSH, retentions, the tensioner screw and everything, beautiful function. There is no finer tactical holster made in the U.S. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Here's what's new, and this is coming from Wired.com. Wired.com, think hipster tech when you think of Wired.com. And I always get a kick out of the hipsters because, one, the hipsters have money. They have disposable income. But, two, the hipsters get a lot of lot of bad flack. Even Black Rifle Coffee Company, on their bags of coffee, it says, because coffee wasn't made by hipsters. And, Board Op, I'm getting a call from our guest on the cell phone. So, I don't know. I'll give him a call. Let me give you the last seven of his number from the number he is calling me from, apparently. There you got it. Same area code. The hipsters have decided to make ghost guns. They've discovered ghost guns. And to make it high-tech, they got a defense-distributed ghost gun milling machine to put it together. And what's the name of this cat that did it? What's the name of this guy that did it? The Wired.com article is titled, "I Made an Untraceable AR-15 Ghost Gun in My Office, and It Was Easy." And this was author Andy Greenberg. He described on his author page as a senior writer for Wired, covering security, privacy, information freedom, and hacker culture. And he assembles an AR-15 from parts. He's saying he had a phone problem and it's fixed now. Board boss. So he built himself a firearm with no serial number, no record of manufacture, no registration. He's not the first one to do this. But the hipsters discovering guns, this is all part of gun culture 2.0 that's coming along. And gun culture 2.0 is going to be the salvation. Okay. Anyway, gun culture 2.0, that'll be part of the salvation of the Second Amendment. Joining me now, from the Independence Institute. Now, he rides around with a guy named David Koppel. That a lot of people like me look at David Koppel and say, this guy is a heavyweight. And then when you discover who actually rides around and probably does most of the work for him, then you find out who the real heavyweights are. From the Independence Institute in Colorado, I'm joined now by John Caldera. Good morning, sir. Wow, John is very soft-spoken. Did we lose him already? Oh, golly gee. Having John on because I'm, you know, I talked about this yesterday with what happened with us with the truth about guns, and they've got something a little akin to that happening in Colorado as they try to reverse some Biden, Obama, Bloomberg induced bad gun legislation that happened in Colorado. And put him on the stack. There he is. Is he on the stack? And he's on the. John, are you there?
I am right here.
Okay. This is the never ending drama that is live radio.
Indeed, it is. And part of it was my phone's fault. I had hoped to talk to you a little earlier, but I was in a place where my phone was not working. So I'm so sorry about that, and thrilled to be with you.
Let me know who the carrier is, and they will cease to function as a business.
They will pay.
They will pay dearly. In Colorado right now, you're with the Independence Institute, which is, you, David Koppel, all the work you guys do is respected nationally because of the kind of work you guys do, because it's not just on a statewide scale. You do a lot of national work. And right now you're being attacked by... you're being attacked because you guys have actually taken the smartest way to try to push back at some of this Biden, Obama, Bloomberg stuff that happened to you that got signed by your milquetoast governor and your let's not listen to the constituent Senate. And he doesn't like the way that's going. You guys are getting assaulted by and this is all in quotation marks with heavy sarcasm, another Second Amendment advocate.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fascinating story and a cautionary tale that's happened here in Colorado that your listeners should know about. As you know, Bloomberg and anti-gunners have not been able to push for gun control through the Congress, so they decided to go through the states, and when Democrats had control of the legislature and the governor's office a couple years ago, they passed some terrible gun laws, including a limit on magazine capacities to 15 rounds. We fought that, and of course Dave Koppel was instrumental in fighting back even worse legislation. As we're trying to work towards a repeal of that law, we found that some of the Democrats now regret what they've done, but a full repeal at this moment is not possible. But what is possible is to expand the magazine limit from 15 rounds to 30 rounds. That is, there are enough Democrats willing to do that to make it happen. This would solve about 99% of our problem.
Given standard that capacity. It takes it back to standard capacity.
Yeah. Get us back to 30 rounds, which 99% of all magazines fit under that, on our way to a full repeal. And so we thought this is an incredible opportunity. We better jump on it and make this incremental win while we have the opportunity. We had no idea that we would be sandbagged by a charlatan who claims to work on behalf of gun owners. And this is a guy named Dudley Brown who runs an organization called Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
Right. We're coming up on a break. So real quick, before we come up on the break, we're going to continue this. We'll continue this through the end of the show. Tell everybody how they can find the Independence Institute and what you do.
You can find us at the Independence Institute at independenceinstitute.org. But on Facebook, we have a coalition called Have Your Back, and it's CO Has Your Back on Facebook to let politicians know that if they expand our magazines, we will have their back against charlatans.
Coming up next, more of Peyton Place out of Colorado with John Caldera. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184, and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited-time offer, so order today. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, the most effective tactical holster made out there. In three different descriptions, if you want, or trims, OSH, SOC, and XST. Two of them retention, one of them not, all of them hard. All of them lifetime guaranteed. None of them are going to break. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest from the Independence Institute, now that we've sent out a fire mission to his mobile phone purveyor, they'll be taken care of shortly, so we got to get this done before he loses all service, is John Caldera. And, John, right now you guys are I'm not going to say embroiled, because, quite honestly, as an outsider looking in at what's happening, I'm sort of looking at Dudley and saying, that just confirms every suspicion I had about you, pal.
Yeah, it's really too bad. And Bill, I'm just thrilled that you're helping get the word out. There are a lot of great gun owners who get a mailing from, the National Association of Gun Rights or Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, and they hear all this wonderful rhetoric of never compromising and all the rest. And so they'll send in $50 to this organization, thinking that they're sending money to an organization that's going to help gun owners. They should know that this organization is working right alongside with Michael Bloomberg in keeping Coloradans from getting the magazines they want. It's really amazing to think that we're not fighting Michael Bloomberg to get our magazines back here in Colorado to re-legalize 30-round magazines. We're fighting a guy named Dudley Brown, who makes a lot of money making sure that we don't make these advances in gun rights. Yet he calls himself a gun rights advocate. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, and that's the thing. And here's the thing. He's also the National Association for Gun Rights, correct?
Yes.
Now, I've heard a lot of talk out there. I don't know if there's actually any, is there a staff for either one of these organizations? Are there people that work for it? Because there's a lot of people that say that the money you send to Mr. Brown goes to Mr. Brown.
You know, the money is kept pretty secret, so it's hard to know. There was a Washington Times piece that said that a couple years ago he brought in over $16 million. Now, where that went in lobbying, I'm not too certain. He has lobbyists. In Colorado, his lobbyists have been working to make sure that a bill to expand our magazine capacity was never introduced and therefore never passed. So if he's lobbying here in Colorado, he's lobbying against gun owners.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, though. I mean, some of the stuff that he's saying, like, you guys are a 501c, so you guys have to, you have to be so transparent, nobody can tell there's actually anything solid between me and you. You have to report everything. You're like Gun Owners of America. You're like Larry Pratt. You have to show everything. Everything's got to be way above board. He's not. And he made the outrageous statement that because you guys are not, because you guys are a 501c, he was out there supposedly spending and getting all, he's the one that got all these new pro-gun guys elected. You guys had nothing to do with it. The sheriffs had nothing to do with it. It's all him.
You know, what's funny is credit to Rocky Mountain Gun Owners did spend some money in the last election to elect some good people. Nothing compared to what other groups, including the Republican Party, spent. But on some of the biggest anti-gunners that he has claimed that he's fighting, he didn't spend any money in an election to get rid of them. You know, what's so frustrating is that we gunnies are under attack all the time. And in Colorado, the attack that came a couple of years ago, grassroots people got together. We pushed back. We ended up recalling two sitting senators, the first time in state history. Another one we got to resign because we would have recalled her. And Dudley's work on that was not helpful. And then now that we have this opportunity to win back 99% of what we lost in this magazine ban, who comes along to stop that progress? Well, it's Dudley and Rocky Mountain Gun Owners and the legislators that he has under his thumb, you know, saying that we're going to hold out no matter what until we get a full repeal, which is a wonderful thing to say, knowing that it is impossible right now to get there. I look at what's happened in other states of how we've been able to win back gun rights bit by bit, the same way we lose gun rights. And we don't lose all at once. We lose bit by bit. And it's really wonderful rhetoric to say we're going to hold, we're not going to compromise on anything. And if you're a guy who, like Dudley Brown, probably has, you know, gazillions of magazines and weapons stockpiled, you can wait till the end of time and not worry about it. But you were using a term before called gun owner 2.0. And,
yeah,
you know, I think of women in Colorado who want a standard capacity gun, and they're getting a restraining order, and they can't get it. They might want a Walther PPX or a Springfield or a Glock 19. They can't get it, and if we made this compromise, what he calls a compromise, what I call a huge advance, she would be able to do it. So for those people who need protection, this is not some arcane debating point about the Constitution. This is life or death, and this organization wins. That is, they make money when we gun owners lose. And so to think that Michael Bloomberg and Rocky Mountain Gun Owners are on the same side of this issue, both working diligently to make sure that magazine capacity stays limited in the state of Colorado, I find reprehensible.
Well, you know, one of the things that, I mean, I don't hear anybody talking about this, but the idea that in the legislative branch they're actually looking at something and talking about pushing it back after it just got put in place.
Right.
After it just got put in place. That's so extremely rare. Nobody talks about that. That rarity of getting this to a point, and maybe is the governor going to sign this if it gets in front of him?
We don't know yet. I don't know how he doesn't, because he has indicated his regret for signing the magazine ban during his reelection. There was a lot of pressure, and he said, "Well, I wasn't all that wild about it." Keep in mind, if we play the game of all or nothing, we will have to wait till we have a fully Republican House, fully Republican Senate, and a Republican pro-gun governor to fully repeal all this, which
right.
will happen at some point. I don't doubt that. But last time we had a Republican governor, it was a quarter of a century between Republican governors. I don't want to wait, and I don't want my kids to wait
right.
that long to be able to buy standard capacity magazines and the guns that they feel they need.
Coming up on the next break, Independence Institute, where will they find what you do and the writings of Dave Koppel and the stuff that you do? How do they find all that?
IndependenceInstitute.org, and you can go to Dave Koppel, that's .org as well. Dave, for those people who don't know, is one of the great lawyers for the Second Amendment whose research and legal ability has given us such things as the Heller decision and McDonald decision. He's worked on those issues. And for a quarter of a century has done more to defend the Second Amendment than any individual I've worked with.
Yeah, he's in that rare air with Alan Gura, isn't he?
He really is. You know, we gunnies are lucky to have a core group of terrific legal scholars, Alan Gura and Dave Koppel among them, that work for the Second Amendment. I couldn't be more thrilled.
We'll be right back. My guest from the Independence Institute, John Caldera, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. This is the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run. Period. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest from Colorado is John Caldera from the Independence Institute. Let me ask you a question, John. Would you be looking for a absolute no-compromise, very effective Second Amendment advocate, be looking at what just happened in San Francisco and pounding his chest, putting on his white hat and getting on his high horse and riding towards the Supreme Court? Isn't that what you would expect?
That's exactly what I'd expect. We gunnies need to be politically smart. We need to be wiser and smarter than our gun-hating opponents. And that means we need to find opportunities to win. And when we win and move the ball closer to our goal, we do it. I look about what's going on in Colorado, and the very real probability that we could return 99% of all the magazines that were taken from us, that's not moving the ball a few feet. That's moving it down to the one-yard line.
Right.
And to think that it's not Democrats that are stopping us, it's a pro-gun, I use finger quotes when I say that, organization called Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, that preys on good gun owners with their tough rhetoric to raise their money, but in fact works against organizations like ours, works against the NRA, works against the Second Amendment Foundation, works against Gun Owners of America, works against all these organizations that are really there to work for gun owners. And I don't blame gun owners. And that's one of the reasons that I've decided to stand up and speak out and say, but we have got to let gun owners know what the score is. And by the way, if you believe that this tactic is the right thing to do, that is to keep our magazines illegal, well, then by all means, please continue to support Rocky Mountain Gun Owners and Dudley Brown, and that's what he's working for. But you need to know that's what he's doing. In the 20 years that Dudley Brown has been taking money in Colorado from gun owners, he has never once passed a pro-gun bill in our legislature. In fact, he worked against the concealed carry law that we at Independence worked so diligently for, which is now the law in almost every state in the nation. In other words, if we had listened to Dudley Brown, Colorado would be like one of the few backwater states like New York where there is no statewide concealed carry law, and we would not be able to legally carry the guns we do. That's the pro-gun Dudley Brown.
Now, in the run-up to the recall, right, the Democrats had a lot of outside help. They had money coming in from Bloomberg. They had money coming in from everywhere. And they outspent the grassroots. What was it, 8-1?
Well, something like that. It was just incredible.
Where was Dudley Brown during this? Was he involved in the grassroots? Because most of the people that I know of involved in the grassroots, nobody's ever heard of or heard from since. I mean, it was truly grassroots.
To give you an idea, the guy put together these incredible recalls, including Tim Knight and Victor Head down in Pueblo, Colorado. These are guys who are now standing up with us saying, please, don't listen to Dudley Brown. Give us our magazines back. They'll tell you that he was nowhere to be seen. I didn't see him anywhere. In one area, in Colorado Springs, he did try to put forward a candidate that had no chance of winning. And this was against the sitting Senate president. So his replacement candidate was a woman who lived in a trailer and wrote pornography. That was her livelihood. And in the home of Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, there is no way this woman would have been able to win as the replacement of the recall. Now, keep in mind, we were able to make sure that didn't happen, and we recalled the sitting Democratic president of the Senate by only 300 votes. Imagine if Dudley Brown and Michael Bloomberg, who are working for the same goal, won. That Senate president would become the poster child of how to survive a fight from gunnies to put in massive gun control. Bloomberg would bring him around the country on the wings of eagles and on rose petals as here's how you can stand up to gun owners. And so we didn't have to just fight Bloomberg. We had to fight Dudley Brown's plans in order to make these recalls work.
Do you think that because of, you know, Dudley went after Alan Gottlieb first at the Second Amendment Foundation when Alan got out there and wanted to cozy up to Schumer and try to write some good stuff into that legislation in 2013. And a lot of people sort of pointed out to Gottlieb that was sort of a bad idea. Do you think that sort of emboldened him to thinking that he could butt up against you guys and nobody's going to pay attention and they're going to get behind him again? Do you think that's part of it?
Perhaps. You know, I think it's more about money. In that, heaven forbid, if we actually win, this multi-million dollar machine he has, you know, could be in trouble. He's very good at asking for money. Hey, we have to raise money as well. And I don't know if you know, but the Independence Institute is representing sheriffs in a case we hope goes all the way to the Supreme Court to show that these gun laws are illegal.
Right.
Unlike Dudley Brown, this has been a loss leader for us. We have spent more on legal fees and expert witnesses than we have ever collected in fundraising. That's not the way it works with Rocky Mountain gun owners. Their legal efforts are very rarely successful, but they're not built for a long-term effort. We lose money fighting for gun owners. We don't become wealthy pretending we fight for gun owners. And by the way, this is not about independence. My goal here is to make sure that the politicians that Dudley intimidates by threatening awful personal, destructive primaries, that they know that we gunnies have their back, that we will stand up for those legislators when Dudley Brown comes to belittle them, scare them, that we will have their back. You vote for giving us back our gun rights, and we will not let Dudley's lies ruin you in your reelection, because that's what he does.
You know, once again, though, I got to go back to this thing. Let's say he does decide to take that tack against certain politicians. When he shows up, does anybody show up with him? Does he show up alone? Does he just put out a press release and say, I'll be there to show, to name names and point fingers, and then he doesn't show up. I mean, because I don't, you know, I don't ever hear about anything besides him as right. far as NAGR or Rocky Mountain. I never hear about anybody besides him.
Well, I understand that his money goes to the politics of destruction. And so he gets involved, particularly in Republican primaries, and puts out nasty lies, puts out campaign mailers. You might recall that he got in trouble and had to pay fines because he stole a photo of two homosexuals wedding, kissing, and he put that on an ad saying this is this candidate's version of Colorado. You know, if you want to spend your money on, you know, anti-gay politics, well, maybe giving money to him is the right thing. But that's not gun rights. And what this guy does is he intimidates politicians by saying, if you don't do what we say, we will run crazy people against you, we will run lies, and we will destroy your personal life in doing so. I didn't realize until recently how many good politicians in Colorado are scared of these awful tactics. So these are politicians who have told me they would like to vote to expand our magazine limit, to give us back our standard capacity magazines, return our 30-round magazines, but that Dudley Brown's machinery has threatened them, and they won't do it. It's an amazing thing.
Check it out. We're going to run out of time, so I'm going to get back with you later today. And I want to reschedule you, and I want you to make sure that if you have to go to where the mobile phone company is, you know, please do that.
And my apologies. And thank you so much for being one of those voices of reason and a courageous guy to do this. And it's just, you know, I never thought we'd have to stand up charlatans inside our own movement. I thought we would only have to stand up to anti-gunners. So, Bill, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, sir. And stay safe. I'll be in touch soon. Folks, that is it. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.